My mother tackled everything like a great white on a seal. Control was key, and she was better than most at grabbing the tail and flinging it back into the murky depths where massacre and murder were assured. But her ruthless ambition was a tricky business. Our life became a perfect storm of all of life's brutal elements. From the time of my parents' divorce when I was 3 years old up until I left for college, I often became entangled in her experiences, her vulnerabilities and jealousies, and her inability to maintain her emotions. Outside of our house, men made fun of her. Inside, she demanded respect from the only man in her life she could actually control, me. Paige buckled Colby into his car seat and gave him a kiss. You want a chicken sandwich or a cheeseburger for dinner? I want a milkshake. Done deal, she said, but you have to eat a... She paused with great significance. A chicken sandwich, he groaned. A chicken sandwich first, you betcha, she said, encouraging him with a smile. She gave him another kiss. Can I have French fries too? Oh, yummy, she said. When I entered my apartment, I did not turn on the lights. I shied away from the mirror over the table at the entrance. I looked down as I passed the hallway bathroom and the mirror over the sink. I was afraid to look at myself. I was afraid to confirm just how much time had passed to carry me away from that little boy. I had just seen my past before my very eyes, an apparition that called into question years of brutal judgment by me against my mother. I dropped my books. Tonight, there would be no reading. My keys missed the counter and landed on the floor. I didn't know if I would even go to class tomorrow. I sat on the edge of my couch but slid to the floor. I needed to put my head between my knees to overcome the feelings of nausea. I let out a sigh, the kind that empties the bottom of your lungs and hangs like a fog until you realize that if you don't take a breath, you might never take another one. I blended into the darkness of the room and didn't move. It had been a decade since my mother and I had had a real conversation, me and the Dragon Lady. Our break wasn't clean. It was filled with a lifetime of smaller fractures that, when summed up as a whole, translated in an inability to reset the bone and my subsequent decision to amputate the leg. It was a trait I incorporated into most relationships. Relationship amputation. It was simply too hard to care about shit. Call me callous, literal, wry, whatever you like. I invested heavily in my defense mechanisms and didn't do feelings anymore. But now, I was suddenly feeling for her. Not as an outsider, but again as her son. Moments like this had come and gone over the years, with my feeling nostalgic for some ideal that never existed, but they were more infrequent now. I didn't want to think good thoughts about her or have hope about her. I had worked so hard to get her to understand me, for her to understand herself better. And then, when she didn't, I had worked so hard just to get away from her. This was a time in my life where I was finally convinced that I had outrun my guilt over my decision to cut the strings. The distance between it and me could never have been closed. But here I was. Suddenly knocked off course, reeling back toward her and back into the name that she had given me. I wasn't the 29-year-old future lawyer Ben Scales, who didn't need his mother anymore. Rather, I was suddenly back to feeling those emotions I felt as a boy. Back to me in the time of being bathed, being bottle-fed, being wrapped in blankets. The small me, the nervous me. The then me before the now me, back in the time of the queen. I closed my eyes to the feeling of old emotions. I tried to remember whether we had sweet moments like the boy and his mother, or whether it was the hell I clearly remembered. A tsunami of images streamed, a rush of blood to my head overtaking the set pieces. Little Benny Scales, I thought. Son of Carter Scales. Son of the famed mafia attorney. Son of the Dragon Lady. Son of a bitch.